I'm Kempston Cross. This is your look at sports. The Martin County West girls basketball team is hosting Mankato Loyola on Thursday night. The 9-7 Mavericks have won back-to-back games. MCW is 5-3 in Section 2 of Class 1A and 5-2 in Tomahawk Valley Conference play. The 3-11 Crusaders are 1-6 in the section and 1-7 in conference play. The Mavericks beat Mankato Loyola 59-36 on December 9th for their 7th straight victory over the Crusaders. MCW is seeking a 4th straight regular season sweep of Mankato Loyola. Coverage begins at 5:15 with the varsity tip-off moved up to 5:30 p.m. on Extreme Country and Explore Live Video. The Martin County West boys basketball team is visiting Nicollet. The 1-14 Mavericks have lost 9 straight games. The 11-3 Knights have won 3 straight games in 7 of their last 8. Nicollet beat MCW 75-37 in Trimon on December 8th. Thursday's varsity tip-off is expected at 7 p.m. inside Nicollet High School. The Jackson County Central basketball teams head south of the border for a doubleheader against Spirit Lake on Thursday night. The 7-10 JCC girls have won 3 of their last 4 games. The 10-3 Spirit Lake girls are looking to extend a 3-game winning streak and have won 5 of 6 in the new calendar year. The 11-5 JCC boys have won 3 straight games and 5 of their last 6. The 2-13 Spirit Lake boys have lost back-to-back games. The girls tip off between the Huskies and Indians is expected at 5 p.m. with the boys to follow. The Jackson County Central wrestling team has a road triangular on Thursday night. JCC is wrestling St. James Bedelia and Windham Mountain Lake in St. James. The 9th-ranked Huskies are 8-2 overall with 4-0 records in Section 3 of Class 1A and the Gold Division of the Big South Conference. JCC is led by 4 state-ranked wrestlers, including Isaac Rodriguez, Kyler Thier, Peyton Sorbel, and Evan Bartholomew. Windham Mountain Lake carries a 14-7 record and 4-0 conference mark into Thursday. State-ranked 145-pounder Cameron Corner leads the Cobras. St. James Bedelia is 10-6 overall and 3-2 in the conference. State-ranked 107-pounder Bryce Seam leads the Saints. Varsity action begins at 5 p.m. inside St. James High School. The Martin County wrestling team is hosting a triangular on Thursday night. The Red Bulls welcome Fulda Murray County Central and Tri-City United to Fairmont. Martin County's 5-10 overall and 1-2 at home as they still seek their first victory in the Black Division of the Big South Conference. The Red Bulls are led by a trio of state-ranked wrestlers, including 133-pound Pierce Roman, 152-pound Tori Paplow, and heavyweight DJ Miller. State-ranked heavyweight Colby Kesselute and 172-pounder Quentin Lewis lead the 10-11 Warriors. State-ranked 145-pounder Tuckler Sklizzi Check leads the 7-6 Titans. The first wrestling action begins at 5 p.m. The Jackson County Central Gymnastics team is hosting Redwood Valley, with the action getting underway at 6 p.m. The Windham area hockey teams are hosting Worthington for a doubleheader on Thursday night. The 4-13-1 Windham girls are seeking their first outright victory in 7 games. The Trojans are 7-12 overall and looking to avoid a 3-game losing skid. They also beat the Eagles 3-0 at home on December 2nd. The 4-13 Windham boys have lost 7 straight games and are still looking for their first win in the new calendar year. Worthington is 2-16 overall after a 6-game losing streak. The Windham boys already beat Worthington twice this season. The girls' puck drops at 5:30 with the boys to follow at the Windham Ice Arena. The Fairmont boys hockey team is hosting New Ulm. The 5-8 Cardinals have lost 3 of their last 4 games. The 11-6 Eagles are looking to extend a 6-game winning streak. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. inside Martin County Arena. You can always find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempston Cross.